Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right. Top of the hour. B. Scott, you've never done a pedicast before, have you?
I don't believe I have.
Okay, you get to do your first pedicast at 8 o'clock today.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Jimmy Haslam saying that they took a big swing and a miss in Cleveland.
You think?
We got a lot of petty to get to. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. Brandon Scott in for Seth Payne today. I'm Sean Pendergast. Good to be with you. Mock draft injection time. It's draft season. We do this every day, 7:45. And admittedly, it has been O-line heavy this draft season, which has been fine. You know, it's fine. It's not as sizzly as the offensive weapons.
Yeah.
The less you get the ball in your hands, the less glitzy it is for people who like to do the old mocks.
Yeah.
Right?
And of course, with the Texans specific, they got an O-line situation.
They have a situation, as you outlined. And by the way, I put the poll up.
Okay.
If you missed what we were talking about in the previous segment, Brandon made the prediction that the Texans starting five on the offensive line in week one exists on the roster right now as we speak.
Yep.
Will not include a rookie. No more free agents are going out there and getting the five. The way in which D'Amico has talked about these five, we'll ask Nick about it on Thursday. You think the starting five is in the building? I put up a poll. Do you agree with Brandon?
Yeah, they'll almost definitely draft an offensive lineman at some point in the draft.
Oh, for sure.
Almost
for sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
But in terms of the five starters, week one, I think that they are on the team now.
Okay.
We know their names. We just don't necessarily know the lineup per se, because they got a couple of guys that can play a couple of different positions.
If the text page is any indicator, this vote is going to be more even than we thought it was going to be.
Now, that would surprise me.
Yeah.
Because I think most people are like,
would disagree with you.
Yeah, they're more along the lines of, and again, this thought is born out of some of the conversations that I've had with Ron and Clint in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But both of those guys, and I know Ron for sure, are like, no, this can't be. This can't be the way that they're going to go into the season with this offensive line like this. But I'm starting to lean toward, not starting to lean toward, I have leaned toward.
You've already leaned.
I have already leaned.
We've got the audio.
I'm there. No,
the
I'm
leaning
there.
Happened in the previous segment.
I will double down right now in this segment.
All right.
I believe that the five starters on the offensive line for the Texans are on the team now.
Now, if the mock drafts out there are any indication, though, and Drew Doherty of the Houston Texans just put out his version 5.0 of his mock draft roundup, one of the most useful tools that you can have this time of year is the Drew Doherty mock draft roundup, where he goes, finds the prominent mock drafts, 54 total drafts in this case.
Yep.
And it's almost like a voting constituency. How many of them are taking this guy? How many are taking that guy? Currently, and we'll get to the mock draft that we're doing today. The mock draft we're doing today is Dalton Wasserman from Pro Football Focus. Okay. So we're going to do his mock draft here momentarily. But just for a look at the mock draft community at large, Josh Simmons is the leader in the clubhouse. He's going in 10 of the 54 mock drafts in Drew Doherty's roundup.
That's the Lord's work. Good job by you, Drew.
Big time. Offensive lineman from Ohio State that many of you have probably heard us talking about, patellar tendon injury this past year, maybe some character concerns. It's not bothering 10 of the people picking for the Texans. Tied for second with 9, Emeka Ebuka, wide receiver from Ohio State, and Kelvin Banks, the offensive lineman from UT. Gray Zabel is, I guess he'd be technically fourth since he got 2 tied for second. He's the offensive lineman from North Dakota State. That would certainly buck a trend that we've seen with Nick Caserio taking guys from, I mean, it would buck a trend if he were a Group of Five guy. This is an FCS guy.
Yeah.
This is, Division One AA.
Now, to be fair, though, it is North Dakota State.
He's a beast.
Yeah, and North Dakota State is like an FCS powerhouse over the last decade plus now.
Yep. He's going in 7 of the mock drafts. And then now we start to get down to Tyler Booker and Josh Connerly, both offensive linemen. Booker, the guard out of Alabama. Connerly, the tackle out of Oregon, who I think can play multiple positions. They're going in 4 of the mock drafts to the Texans. So you can see a trend. 50 of the 54 mock drafts that Drew does has them going offense, either wide receiver or offensive line. The 4 that have them going defense would be Alfred Collins, Kenneth Grant, Derek Harmon, and Walter Nolan.
Yeah.
Going to them. The various, and those are all defensive linemen.
Yeah. And I like Kenneth Grant, the Michigan interior defensive lineman.
So does Sal.
So that would be one I would be okay with, even though I do lean toward offense on this because that's the clear and obvious and most urgent need.
Okay. Well, you ready for the Dalton Wasserman PFF.com mock draft selection, B. Scott?
I'm not very veiny. Whenever I go to give blood, it's always a tough time finding the veins in me. But go ahead and inject
it
into my vein.
Right on your left bicep. I'm about to inject.
Inject this mock draft into my vein.
All right, let's do it. With the 25th overall pick in the Dalton Wasserman PFF.com mock draft, the Houston Texans select Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas. This is my mock draft right here.
Let's go.
This is the one I want to be correct. Now, to be clear, here are the others that could be in the conversation for the Texans on the board. Would be, I think, Kenneth Grant. Tyler Booker is still on the board there, the guard from Alabama.
Yeah.
As is Luther Burden III, the wide receiver from Missouri, who seems to be, along with Ebuka, drifting into the second round in a lot of drafts.
Yeah. Yeah,
for whatever reason.
Yeah, and this is one that's uncomfortable for me because Matthew Golden is my preference. I think you and I are on the same page here. This is the guy that I want them to draft with that pick if they stay at that pick.
Yes.
That's what I want them to do with it. And obviously, if he's available, if all the stars align to allow for this to happen, this is what I would like to happen. But as this mock draft goes, right, we got Tyler Booker going a couple of picks later. I do feel like he might be the greater need. And you and I had this conversation earlier. You think that the wide receiver opposite of Nico Collins might be a bigger deal right now than what they do at any spot on the offensive line? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I know what I want, and I want that wide receiver opposite Nico Collins. I want to watch Matthew Golden in the Texans uniform just from an entertainment standpoint. It's not my job to build a roster. It's their job to figure it out. I know what I want to see as a fan, right, as a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But if I try to put myself in their shoes and think of what they should be looking for, and if the board played out the way that this mock is drawing it up, I feel like Tyler Booker might actually be the more pertinent and smarter move for the Texans
than
to
Matthew
make.
Golden.
Yeah.
See, I can't get with you on that. I think Matthew Golden. I agree with Todd McShay's assessment of him from last week. We played it on this show.
Yeah.
Where there's not the other guys we're talking about in that same realm, that same area of the draft as Golden. Their film doesn't look the same as his. Like, he does move differently than those other guys.
Yeah.
He's got a very Tank Dell element to his game, and I thought that during the season this year, watching him play for UT. If it's that guy, if it's Golden, to me, that's the bigger need. if it were one of these other guys, I could get with Tyler Booker. I think Golden, and I don't think he's going to be there at 25 either. That's my concern.
I definitely think he's the better player, and he's the one that I would prefer. So if you were to put me in the position, now I'm a little bit less responsible than Nick Caserio is, so I don't know why you would do that. But if you were to put me in a position, I would make this pick. I would draft Matthew Golden, even going against this opinion that I just gave you.
Yeah.
But I do feel like that Tyler Booker specifically, the floor that he has as an interior offensive lineman potentially is better than what they've got and would help them overall. And it would also serve this idea that I don't want my previous opinion to be true, that all five of the starters on the offensive line are already on the team.
Yeah.
No, I would prefer that it be somebody like Tyler Booker or somebody that they could draft. But Matthew Golden is... That would be a hard talent to pass up at 25 just for the simple fact that he probably should not be there at 25.
Well, if they don't – right. He's going higher than 25 in most of the drafts that I see.
And he should.
He's going lower than 25 in very few that I've seen. And he should. I agree with you on that. I just think, boy, if Matthew Golden's on the board there, let's pretend you don't draft him. Let's pretend you draft Tyler Booker. There's some good receivers in the second round. I know there's a couple of Iowa State kids that are really good players. Maybe somebody slips to the Texans at 58. That we're not thinking of. But think about the weaponry conversation going into training camp last year versus what it will be going into training camp this year, barring a pick at 25 like Matthew Golden. Last year, it was the five-headed monster, right?
Yeah. I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I'm kind of arguing against myself now. Why did that get plundered? Injuries and offensive line play.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, hey, I want to watch Matthew Golden play football. I also wanted to watch Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, and Nico Collins play football. And I thought that was going to be, you know, the difference in them taking the offense to the next level.
Last question.
But they couldn't do that.
Last question for you, because we're up against it. Let's say that Nick Caserio called up C.J. Stroud. The Texans are on the clock at 25, and Tyler Booker is there, and Matthew Golden is there. They say, C.J., you make the pick. Who do you want? Who do you think he takes? A guard that could keep him from getting murdered for the next 10 years, or Matthew Golden, who is basically a bigger version of his favorite receiver when healthy, Tank Dell?
Yeah, I think he takes Booker. Honestly, because he's got receivers that he's worked with and that he probably irrationally believes in more than we believe in them, whereas his guards now are guys he doesn't know.
Yeah, I agree with you, because this is the new CJ that doesn't go on podcasts. Non-podcast CJ is a more mature CJ, and the more mature person probably takes the guy that keeps him from getting killed.
Yes.
Whereas podcast CJ was more like a guy who'd go out on a joyride a lot.
Yeah.
We may crash, we may not, but give me Matthew Golden.
Yeah, but I think 2024 taught us a lesson, you know? Like, having one great offensive lineman will not save you. Having a few great wide receivers won't save you if the guys closest to the quarterback and closest to the center can get there without any resistance.
Pettycast time. 8 o'clock, Tuesday's Pettycast time. Text in your petties. 713-572-4610. We'll do the Pettycast coming up next.